Episode 412, March 18th, 2019.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
It's a fucking great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We just recorded a bonus show, so all you patrons out there, look for that here. In the coming days, we have a few new ones, so thank you. Shout out to our new patrons. We appreciate it. The rest of you, what are you waiting for?
We actually, I think, left some material on the table that we didn't talk about. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, that means it was chock full. Yeah, I think so.
We talked about some drama that came about from this show.
Yeah.
So there's your little tease. Check it out. Well, welcome to the show. The whole gang is in the building. I'm a little car trouble. I had to take Tawanda's car over here.
What do you mean, car? What you told me what happened? You're pressing on the gas and it's not going.
Well, I felt like the last couple of days, you know, I was driving home from this gig the other night, and it didn't seem like it was reacting as well as it should to me hitting on the gas.
Is it 5 years old yet?
I have 10 more payments of my 60-month loan, so yeah, pretty much. And then on the driveway, like it looks like there's some dots of some liquid, so I don't know if that. If something is leaking. But I tried to drive today, and then it didn't seem like it was going that well.
I don't feel like you should be the person diagnosing what's wrong.
Well, I know something's wrong, and I didn't drive it. So that should count for something, right?
Are you going to drive it to the auto
I don't know.
Shop?
I think I'll call them. I'll call the dealership, because that's where I was going to go anyways to get an oil change. And then I'm sure I get a free tow with my Progressive, right? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know how that works. Why don't you ask Gramps, the insurance man?
I think I might.
He only knows what happens if you die.
Do I have to send him a topless photo? But I drove Tawanda's car. Tawanda is very neat in the house, but in her car, not so much.
Oh, really?
The exact opposite. It's amazing.
Is there a bunch of trash in there?
I don't know what it is. She would claim that it's stuff that's important, but to me, it looks like trash.
Katie's car. I keep my car fairly empty. Every once in a while, there'll be so much murder mystery shit in there that I'll leave it in. But fairly empty. But Katie's much neater than I am. Two stories. I was listening to Quality Time, my favorite podcast.
Yes, Jeremy Woodworth's show.
And the guest this week was Mike Quinlan. If you're local, you know who that is.
Yes.
He's a local comic. And he was saying that the testament to the fact that he never will litter, his car is just filled with trash. So every that you could throw that in a garbage can, but yeah, his car is filled with trash. But the other thing is, I do everything I can to not have trash in my car because I know it'll just fine. I'm not gonna clean out the place where you put your hand to close your door or whatever.
Yes.
Sometimes you keep straw.
I keep change in there.
So do I. Mm-hmm. But Katie, every single time we go to a drive thru, right? They hand her the receipt, she takes it. I never take the receipt.
I take it and throw it in the back seat.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to avoid.
No, you're right. I should avoid that. Yeah.
One time.
You say, no, I don't need your stupid receipt.
I'm sure I told the story on here. One time I had an empty, I go to Dunkin' Donuts every day to get coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. And a lot of times I'll give them my empty from what that was sitting in my cup holder because, you know, I have.
You trade it out?
Right. One time, I said, hey, can I give you my empty? They go, no, we're not allowed to take that.
New guy?
No, it was the same guy. I don't know if it was a new guy. No, That I don't know if I clearly remember that part of the story, but I think I remember just being the regular guy. He said no, and I was pissed. So I threw as I was driving away, I threw it out the window.
You littered?
I did.
My God, Joe.
I was pissed. Well,
you're canceled. That's what they say online.
However, I knew they were going to come up and clean their own parking lot. I was pissed. Like, dude, just throw my cup away. I patronize this place every fucking day, right? But the reason I remember I told that story, and it was Earth Day.
Oh, way to contribute.
I did that. I'm not a litterer. But I did litter that time in anger. That was easily 10 years ago. I'm okay now.
Okay.
I don't have the anger issues that I once had.
I got so angry yesterday. So I switched over from AT&T that I've been with my entire life of owning a cell phone to T-Mobile back at the tail end of November. So AT&T, you know, canceled. So I pay off what I think is my final bill. Like, it was at the end of December. I think it's done. Then I get another bill for like $91, and I call and I'm like, what is this? And they go, well, yeah, because you canceled your phone, but you also had an iPad that was tied to your plan, which I didn't even know. I know I owned an iPad that I bought from them, but I didn't know that I was on any data plan with them. And I'm like, what? Okay, so what do I owe now? I'm done, $91.53, and I'm over with. Cancel that out. They go, yes. Then I get another bill in the mail. Yeah, you have a late payment of another $90. And I'm like, it's March. When am I out of AT&T?
Did you get out of that late payment?
No. I go online. I chat with one person. It's not going anywhere. Do you need to talk to my manager? Yes. I get on with him. Agent. I hate that. You're with agent? Johnson, you're not a fucking agent, okay?
You're some guy.
Exactly.
And Most likely in India.
Right. He keeps saying, yes, but you usually get your final bill 2 months later. I'm like, you keep calling it my final bill. What is it for? Because I'm looking at my bank statement. I pay this on this date, this on this date. It's my final bill, but what is the bill for? You can just keep saying it's my final bill. There has to be a reason. What is it? What am I paying this for? What was I getting?
What did he say? Late fee?
Yeah. It's saying, well, because then when you officially didn't cancel that until February, then there's a payment for another month after that. I'm like, why? I wasn't using this service. So he goes, well,
you have no leverage because you're not a customer.
No leverage.
Right.
So I'm just getting irate. Then he goes, well, you can call this other number. And then I say, okay, I'll do that. He goes, well, anything else I can assist you with today? I'm like, you haven't assisted me with anything. So what do you mean? How about one thing?
Yes, there's something I can assist you with.
So then I call, and finally she goes, well, there's late fees. We can get rid of the late fees, so it's $25 off. So I'm all right, $65. I'm out of this for life. But I'm just like, just to get out of this.
That's an hour of my time.
The
other thing is, I think about that. I think I told you this story. They sent my tax bill for my other property, my house in Glen Marie. They sent it to a house that I haven't lived in since 2012. Okay. And I'm like, okay, well, how do I get you guys to send it where I'm now? Because I didn't pay it. I didn't receive it. Right. They're like, well, you have to send a written I have to write a letter saying to change my address.
Do you even know how to do that?
So I was like, then I guess I just, I don't know what to do. I'm not going to do that. It's like, that cannot fucking possibly be. Can't we be on the phone and you verify my identity?
Yes.
By the way, if you know my social security number, my date of birth, my father's, first name, my mother's maiden name, if you know all that shit, you deserve to be able to change my address.
Yes.
You've earned the right to change my address.
I had to call Southwest because when I signed up for my Rapid Rewards account, for some reason I put my name as Rob instead of Robert, my full name. So then the other day when I flew to, where the hell did I go? Tacoma. The guy's like, oh, yeah, you got to change your ticket because, it says Robin here, but your name's Robert. I'm like, what? So I go to the other counter. They change it for that ticket, but I can't change it on the app or on my account. I have to call in. I call, takes 8 seconds. I'm like, okay. I say, well, I got an upcoming trip to Cancun. Can you change it on that? Done. It's that easy. Well, thank God. I get waiting for some other step. They need to verify. Like, no.
You're lucky.
We believe you. Robert, done.
You're lucky. I've been running into this a lot. the letter writing campaign. Now Robbie doesn't mind.
He'll
get out his quill and he'll write this letter. But for us normal people, we can't. By the way, how fucking antiquated is that?
I don't know.
By the way,
it's crazy.
How is a letter more? Anybody can mail in a letter. You have me as a captive audience, being able to identify myself. If I'm just fucking mailing in a letter, you know what I'm going to do? Everybody I know, I'm just going to change their addresses. I'm just going to mail it in. Change it.
I don't know why when I go to these comedy clubs and I fill out a 1099, how am I still writing this? Why isn't there just a tablet with an app and I type it in and there's no worry about you reading my handwriting and it immediately goes to your accountant or whatever? It just seems weird that I'm writing on this piece of paper. Then they have to just figure out if what's my zip code. Right? Well, that seems like an extra step. They have to make sure they printed out these pieces of paper.
Well, that's on the club.
But every club does it. No, I've never seen a club just pull out a tablet and say, type it in.
But at where I work, that's done online. So they're just,
right.
There is a way to do that. The state of Maryland.
I know there's a way to do it. Yeah.
By the way, do you know how many people move from one house to another in their lifetime? Like everyone.
Yes.
That cannot fucking possibly be the way that it's done. Sorry.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I know. Just complaining about the shit in my personal life, right?
Old bitter guys.
Hey, Rob, Matt Colby wants to know the over-under on how many tires you're going to mess up on Tawanda's car.
That's a good point. I was terrified of that.
He also asked, Amazing Caucasian asked if Robbie could get that agent on the show, the one you were talking to online.
His name is Chariza, Chariza. I remember that. I actually did cut someone off in traffic because I'm not used to her big car, so I almost wrecked it on the way over here. Sorry.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, you can.
I don't know what that means. People always say, oh, he cut me off. I'm like, what does that even mean?
What do you mean you don't know what it means?
Does it mean you get in front of somebody and slow down? What's cutting
it
off
means
mean?
I...
But by the way, I know I'm supposed to know. I've heard it a million times.
I go from the left lane to the right lane, and I didn't see the car, so I pulled over right in front of them really close.
That's called cutting someone
off? Yes. So they have to brake, essentially, to not hit me.
All right, I don't
know. Rob taught driving, so he should know this, but you're not supposed to pass in front of somebody until you can see their headlights in your rearview mirror. And if you do it shorter than that, that's cutting off.
Yeah, thanks for bringing up those memories, driving class.
Yeah, there's a lot of
still have
tension there.
God.
Hey, anyway, congrats for not having to do that anymore, man.
I don't know if I have to. I don't think I can. I don't have it in me.
It just stole your spirit.
Like, I would pay to get out of it. That's like, you could make $300 today or pay $100 and not have to do it. That's a tough call.
Yeah, I think about that a lot when I think about some of these shows. I remember that show that I had that I did on the Eastern Shore at that bar with R.J. Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if somebody said for $1,000, would you do that again? I would say no.
Right. Yeah.
I wouldn't do it again.
It's funny. I've been trying to work on these new bits. We talked about this some on the Mike O'Mara Show. Check it out. It was on last Thursday. It's a good episode, I think. But, I watched this show, Beat Bobby Flay. And basically, if you don't know the show, just somebody has they bring their signature dish to the table. They take on Bobby Flay with their signature dish. And it's funny because Bobby Flay almost always wins, which is funny to me because, like, he's never made this thing. And there's this chef, like, their entire life is mastering this dish.
And then you just have to
do
it.
And then Bobby Flay beats them, right?
Yeah, I gotcha.
So I was telling that to Keckner. I think that's funny, and but how to make it into the joke. And he actually said, well, why don't you have it? Then Bobby Flay goes and makes love to that guy's wife, and it's better. And I go, okay. And so then, I did this show a couple months ago, and I just sort of threw it out there, not even really written, but people were just like
responding.
And then I'm like, okay. So then I drew it out a little more, and like he goes home, and he's reading a story to his kids, and Bobby Flay shows up, reads the story better, then he makes love to his wife, right? The guy shoots him. The bullet's blocked by the poblano pepper on his chest. He goes to trial. Bobby Flay's now his lawyer. Now he's a judge. He keeps going more ridiculous. And as I'm writing this, I'm like, this could be like our signature bit. Like, Bobby Flay will see it. He'll retweet it. It'll become a thing. And so then I throw it out at this show in Frederick, and it does, I would say, not A+, but a.
It did well.
Right. And then I get enough confidence at the Improv Lounge to close on it. A mistake. Okay.
Didn't. Oh, it's really big of that guy.
Yeah. I mean, it did fine. But, you know, I had like A bid and then B, and just so. It right. feels a lot worse than it did.
You I should have tacked on the pie plate closer just to save yourself.
I should have.
That's how I feel yeah. about superhero homicide. Yeah. Continue.
And then I go to Tacoma, and I do the open mic the first night, and I throw it out there. And it does fine, but it's an open mic, so it's not necessarily the best. It's more to learn to
hey,
tell
Kechner
the joke.
Hey, was Kechner at the open mic?
No, he oh. got there the next day. So then I tell it on the Friday, the Thursday night. I tell it at the real crowd, and it does about as well as it did at the Improv Lounge. Fine, but not great. Then I tell it the early show Friday. I try to tell it. They don't know who the fuck Bobby Flay is.
Well, yeah, but you can explain what
no,
that
I,
guy
I
does.
Try to, but usually, okay, I mean, can I explain, you know, great dunking if you don't know who Michael Jordan is, or do you need some frame of reference? I'm like,
what if they know who Larry Nance is, but they don't know who Michael
right.
Jordan is?
So I'm like, the joke, it's sort of, it's not good. You have to at least know that Bobby Flay's a great show. You have to have,
right.
By the way, he also did a show called The Throwdown, which is basically the same thing. So he's been doing this bit for 25 years.
And he has restaurants everywhere.
Right.
So, all right.
So then I'm like, fuck you. I'm not even telling the joke. Then I do this show in Pennsylvania, two shows. The early show, didn't know who Bobby Flay was. And I'm like, what the fuck? So then the second show, I do it, one guy laughs. And I'm like, all right.
So it's done.
No,
it's
no, over. No, no. I love it.
You know
it's
what
just
got
to find the right spot.
Now, you walk out and you go, hey, does everybody know who Bobby Flay is? And if you get a big enough applause, you go, all right. And if they don't, you go, all right, then I'm not going to tell this joke. And you just move on.
Well, I would think most people know who Bobby Flay is. Right?
I mean, most people that are going to a comedy club,
yes.
I would think, I'm wrong. Apparently right. they don't.
Or they're just, you know, the other night at this Pennsylvania thing, you know, we both do a similar joke where I say, what's your celebrity crush?
Right.
And sometimes, like, I'll get a girl or a guy that they can't answer. And this girl, she's like, I don't know. Then this guy has an answer immediately. And she's like, I don't know. I don't really watch anything or do anything. Like, you don't know, no celebrity. So, well, who do you listen to music-wise? Well, I mean, she's like 25. I liked, like, Phil Collins and Paul McCartney.
Yes, Phil Collins
right.
is a celebrity crush.
Right, so then, but she goes, that's not who I would like. I go, okay, so I try to trick her. Who's the celebrity you think your boyfriend most resembles? Saying she would say a guy.
I don't know.
Right. And she goes, I don't know. I go, Ben Affleck. She goes, gross. I go, well, you know who Ben Affleck is. Then I referenced the Kardashian. She laughed. It was, how the fuck do you know who they are? You know, and I felt almost like a dick because I was ganging up on her because I kept purposely making pop culture references. And then when I would see that she would get it, I was like, look, you do know shit, okay?
You were more concerned with
I'm sabotaging the whole show just to make her.
Just to fucking, yeah. Just
exactly.
To
just
make
to
her
fuck
feel
her
small.
Over. Yes. But she never could answer. But some people just, they get weird. Maybe sometimes if I've established early on that I will fuck with you, that they're afraid to just say anything.
Yeah, but it's coming either way, so they might as well give you a correct response.
I agree. Well, because I don't believe you. I don't believe you spent your whole life and never found a celebrity attractive. I don't believe that I don't believe there's anyone in the world that is true for.
So I don't know if you have this on your list of things to talk about, and maybe we should do this. Maybe we should take a break and do this on the other side of the break. Robbie, are you aware of what I saw this weekend at the St. Patrick's Day Parade? Are you aware of that? Did you
I
see
saw
that?
I saw you text something, but I didn't quite understand what that was.
I'd like to discuss this, if you don't mind, on the other side of the break.
Let's do it. Be right back.
From Die Laughing Productions, the creative geniuses behind The Last Laugh and The Newly Dead Game, come their latest murder mystery spectacular, the new Killer Karaoke Murder Mystery.
Sing for your life, sing for your life, sing, sing, sing for your life.
There's going to be song, there's going to be dance, there's going to be laughs, and there's definitely going to be a murder. If you've got the chops to not only solve a mystery, but to possibly belt out a tune, you could be selected to come on stage and sing during Sing for Your Life. It's going to be incredible, and there's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Next performance, April 20th at Amp by Strathmore. Tickets are on sale now. For more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Welcome back. I feel very angry this episode so far, Joe. Calm me down.
You're angry? Yeah, I guess. What, that you felt like a joke should have worked more often? You felt like everybody should know who Bobby Flay is? You don't like audience members that don't respond
right.
In kind, and you also...
I was angry at AT&T.
You're angry at AT&T over your $65.
My car's not working. I'm driving to Wanda's.
So there's a local podcast. I think it's called, like, Paco's Got Balls, I believe is the name of it. And
sure.
On this podcast are some local comedians, but one of them, Eric, and I have trouble with his last name, Jacquelier.
That sounds close enough.
If you listen to past episodes, exactly 1 year after I met Katie, we played the same show where I met Katie,
mm-hmm.
and one of Eric Jacquelier's friends he introduced us to put out his nub for us to shake.
Yes, and we shook his nub.
So that story was told, I guess, back in, what, 2015, 2014, uh-huh. something like that. Anyway, I ran into him at the parade.
You were in Ocean City for the right. St. Paddy's Day Parade.
I was at the parade with the great dog, Oscar, and he said, Joe Robinson. I saw him, and I go, oh, what's going on? He said, we have a float in this parade. Okay, so
oh.
I said, hold on a second. I said, Katie, come here. I said, tell her what you just told me, right? Because I just want to make sure that, all right, this is hilarious, right? That
right.
they have a...
Yes.
They're comedy company, and they book shows.
Yes, big timing comedy.
Big timing comedy. They said they have a float.
I've done one of their rooms.
So have I. Roadie Joe's, is that what you did?
Yes.
Yeah, I did that too. So, anyway, so then Tommy Sambazo, I text it to the Die Laughing guys. I go, did this really happen? I just spoke to Eric Jacquelier, and he told me that they, in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Ocean City, Maryland, they have a float. And then Tommy, he texted a picture of a car with like cardboard off the side and this flag that looked like there was a guy sitting on another guy's lap in blackface. I swear to God.
Okay.
I swear, I thought Tommy just found, I thought I on my kids... I thought he just Googled, like, horrible float and found a picture.
Yes.
Like, I swear I thought this was the worst. And I said, I literally wrote in there, I go, I'm stealing your joke. So I was taking that picture, like, I thought I was pretending that was Ocean City, Maryland.
Yes.
So I was saying, like, I didn't really believe that was their float. I thought I was just fucking around. I noticed there was a little water tower in the back. I go, this is cool because people will believe this because it looks like it's Ocean City. So I message it not just to my friend Erica, Dave, former landlord Dave, and Katie, but another text stream with Katie's family. Like, this is what's going on. And as soon as I send it to Katie's family, I go, you never know, Tommy, this could be like something horrible.
Yes.
That's so fun. So I blew everything up to make sure. It ends up, it was the real float. It was the actual float. Now it gets better. So that float is in there, and I'm like, oh my God, that is fucking hilarious, right? So maybe, I don't know, 2 hours later, we're walking, me and Katie and a friend of ours, we're walking to Bad Monkey. Have you ever heard of that?
It's no.
It's a restaurant bar down in Ocean City, and I see the fucking float.
They're being mobbed by fans.
And it's a bunch of people. I didn't know them. But except for, of course, a guy on the mic, R.J. Jackson, former friend of the show, or friend of the show. Sorry, yes. I shouldn't say former.
And so guest on the show.
And I run up to the thing so I can get a picture taken with this float. Did you see that?
I did.
That's me.
The only person that did that in the entire parade,
with
I'm
the
sure.
actual float, I have a picture of that. So, and I, Robbie, I'm sure they don't probably wouldn't mind you. Who knows? Maybe I'll get into a, you know, maybe they'll get pissed. Maybe you shouldn't.
That
but anyway.
That has already happened recently.
Yeah.
Except the Bada show.
I think they have a good sense of humor.
No, I think they do.
So definitely post a picture of this float, Robbie, if you...
the second picture on that text string is the actual float, or the one that you took with the float, right?
Well, no, don't... That one's not as funny. I want people to see the float, the one Tommy said.
The original one.
Yes.
The one Tommy did. Okay,
do you know what I'm
it.
Talking yeah. about? The logo? What's the logo?
I don't know. I don't understand it. What do you think about having a Rob and Joe show float in a parade?
I thought I would hate it. By the way, in Ben CMW,
yeah.
But I always thought that was bench warmer, but that those letters don't. He said, I thought Joe hates parades. I do.
Yeah, good point, Ben.
I do. Man, Ben pays attention. I do hate parades, but this year was different. Why? Why was it different?
The dog.
Right. So the dog is loved by everyone.
Okay. So, maybe the dog hates parades.
And I like to show off my dog because he's a champion. So I literally purposely walked around in the parade so people could be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Look at your dog.
You're one of those people.
I am, but I also have a fucking great dog. And every single time somebody came to pet my dog, what do you think I said to him?
This is Oscar, the most beautiful dog in the world.
I said, guess how much he cost?
Oh God. Yeah. You're one of those guys.
He's $25.
Yep.
That's
priceless.
Right. Make sure they understand.
You're not taking him in restaurants and things, are you?
If I could, I would.
Oh, God. I hate those people.
Well, maybe, but I also have the best. It's not like, you know, this dog is, he's the best. So
it's
that
too big
matters.
Of a dog to take in a restaurant.
I haven't, but I would. I take him out, only out. You know what
right.
I'm talking about?
So when you went to the Bad Monkey, what'd you do?
Oscar stayed back.
Well, he stayed back at the parade. He's with some friends he met.
Yeah, I didn't ask Gramps if I could take Oscar to the beach because I was afraid he'd say no, so I just didn't ask.
How many guys are hitting on Katie if they just see Katie and the dog?
All of them.
Because it's just an easy opportunity. They want to hit on her automatically, but now they have an easy in.
Yes, every opportunity, every person that saw her and the dog. By the way, not every person goes up and pets a dog. A lot do.
Right.
But it's not even, it's probably 1 in 10. Which at a parade, you pet 100 times. I always pet a dog. Every time I see one.
Yeah.
I ask if I can, but yeah.
I never do that because I don't want to talk to the people. I don't want to get into a conversation.
Is that because of Jordan Peterson, Joe?
No. I've done that my whole life, although rule number 11 is pet a cat or dog.
Okay. I pet a baby. If I see a baby, I pet it.
If you see one. That's one of his rules. But I've done that my whole life. Most of the things that he says you should do, I haven't been doing, but that's one thing I have been doing.
Well, good for you and Jordan. What would be on the Rob and Joe show float? I mean, Robbie would do a hell of a design, you know that.
Robbie would make a great
float.
It
looked a hell of a lot better than that one Joe saw.
Yes.
How could it not? It was literally like just stick shit on the side.
Right.
It looked like they just took like some streamers. I don't know what. When I saw it in person, it looked like they had just taped cardboard to the side. They tried to make it look like a boat. I don't know what the fuck it was.
Gramps in the back signing up people for life insurance.
It's Gramps, Scott Apple, Mike Chamberlain, Chris Restivo.
Yeah, Chamberlain's
Eric
walking
Woodworth.
And doing magic.
They're all in there.
Eric and Tommy are shirtless and singing.
Honestly, if we were going to really design a float, I would defer to Tommy because he would make it really cool.
That's
true. He's into doing that.
All right, Tommy, get on that.
Steampunk.
Do you want to? Because clearly, anyone get in this parade. You don't have to like have any.
What if they were?
Well, actually, we should have a Die Laughing Productions float.
What if they were like, sorry guys, last year floats were ruined for the comedy floats. It ended up being the worst float we've ever had in our parade.
We almost didn't have the parade.
Yes, they always cancel it.
Let's work on that. I'll
do
it.
They do have like random like real estate people in nice convertibles throwing out candy. Okay, I almost get that.
Hey, do we have to supply the car? The drive? How does this work? I don't know how float works.
Give you a car? No, you definitely have to have.
Obviously, give you a car
in a local thing like this.
Yeah,
you pretty much just drive into the parade.
Okay,
is my guess, but you probably have to sign up ahead of time.
You're telling me we could parade crash? We're just on the parade with our float.
I wonder
who's going to check us.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there are cops. Most places, but you know, I will say you obviously have to register.
Yeah.
That means that they registered. Somebody saw it and go, that's fine.
Do you have to get approval? I mean, sure they signed something.
I mean, you can't have a giant dick or something. Yeah. You can't have that. So yeah, somebody has to sign off on it. And somebody looked at that and is like, cool.
What were the chances if we, on the whole parade route, we have Tommy and Eric out there that they don't cross the line? I mean, there's 100% something will happen.
Yeah, but they'll be really funny. So they'll...
Oh, no, they'll be... Yeah. They're always really funny.
Yeah.
But there's families at this thing. They're there to pet Oscar, not to see a half-naked Eric Woodworth
flash themselves to children.
They don't know who's in the audience.
Yeah, you could... It's daytime. It's not like...
They can't control themselves.
Yeah,
wherever the
could.
Joke is.
All right, let's do it. Let's start working on a parade next
year. All right. We're in on that. Put it down. Can't wait. The bachelor party is this week, Joe. Finally here. And I kind of got panicked a couple days ago. I was like, wait a minute. Am I supposed to be doing anything else?
You're dude. I mean,
because I know like women play the games and shit. Am I supposed to have any like?
Here's the thing.
Specific thing.
If you start making all these, what are we going to a show? I'd like to just go there and gamble.
Right now, I have nothing planned.
I am a little disappointed that Maryland is playing on Thursday because I know they're going to lose in the first round.
No,
I would love
if they
to...
win, that means you're guaranteed to be able to see them play Saturday.
And I love that. But what I'd prefer is to have them play Friday night so I could bet against them. They will not win.
Yes.
So I'd love to be able
I
to do that.
I bet you they'll win.
Well, I wouldn't do a straight up bet. That would, you know, who am I? I can't say the name of the person because I'm feuding with them. But
Joe, fuck you.
No, I would bet the spread.
Okay.
And I would certainly take the other team against the spread.
Well, hopefully they'll win and then you'll be there. Because, you know, I think about like Tommy's coming up. He's not a gambler.
Yeah, neither is Robbie. They're going to be people to. I've gambled with Eric. He's bad at it. Maybe he won't be gambling either.
What's Frank Push going to do? What are you going to do, Robbie, with you and Frank and all these people? What's your plan of attack? They have a go-kart track and
my brother-in-law's coming. He likes to gamble, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But he also, front of me, tell me how you feel about this. He asked his wife if he the amount of money that he could bring.
Okay.
He asked
permission. Is he coming both nights or one?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Do you know what she said?
Yeah, I was right there. Well, he was smart. He asked in front of me so she wouldn't seem overbearing.
I'm guessing it's $500.
Hey, you nailed it. That's exactly what it was.
How much are you allowed to bring?
I don't, you know, I mean, I don't believe I have a restriction.
Right.
Obviously, there's an amount of money that if I came back and said, oh, I lost 10 grand. Yeah.
Obviously. What number do you lose? And if you lose 2,000, what do you say?
I lost 2,000. I mean,
you don't say
no, no. Okay. Well, here's the thing. Let me tell a story. I'm going to go back in time. So, when I was in my previous marriage,
mm-hmm.
I used to go play poker a lot more than I do now.
Yes.
Okay.
But not at a casino, just with friends.
With
right?
friends, yeah. And my friends have gotten a lot better. I used to be way better than them, and
yes.
I used to win almost every time I played.
The
now,
game has gotten a lot.
The game
better.
Is very hard. We play in a really tough poker game. Regardless, I used to win. And I'd win, and then I go, oh, I lost. And I'd get shit. I go, that's not, you can't look at it this way.
Mm-hmm.
It has to happen over, you
of
can't
course.
Take a sample size of one. So what I decided to do 1 year is I decided to keep a box of cash in my closet, just so you'll know, Rob and Joe Show fans, that doesn't exist anymore.
So I've looked.
So I could give a total at the end of the year.
Yes.
So she could see, over the course of the year, and I would pull my money out of there, and I would put my money in there. And at the end of the year, in my home games, it was $3,000.
That's nice.
That's a good year,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
So I'm like, cool, I don't have to do that anymore. The first game of the next year, I lost, and I got shit. So I do think that Katie understands that. She doesn't.
You're not going to win every time, even if you're the best player by far.
No, you're
it's
not.
Just,
yeah, just not going to happen. So I do think Katie is cool about that, and if I lost $2,000, I would tell her, hey, I lost $2,000.
The thing about our home game is we've lost like 3-4 players that weren't that good, and we've gained 3 or 4 players that are real good. So it definitely changes the table.
Yeah, I was saying that, and then we won't talk about poker a whole lot, but we play with one guy who's 2 times finished at the final table of the Maryland World Series of Poker.
Yeah, Phil.
He plays in our fucking home game.
Yes.
I'm like, can't we get any fucking horrible players to play in this? Anybody who's not good? But no, we have to have the best players in the state playing in our
so,
home.
So, Robbie, what are you going to be? What's your plan of attack for this weekend?
I have made no plans. I figure I'm going to find my own fun. That's all I can tell
okay.
you.
Okay. I like it. Find your own fun. Well, Joe, you're gonna bet on college basketball.
Yep.
You're gonna play poker.
I am. I don't know how much poker I'm gonna play mm-hmm. because you really that's where you have to basically you know saddle up and you're there for you know 6 or 7 hours, right?
Yes.
And so to do that when I have a whole group of people that are there for me,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I probably shouldn't. So
play it by ear. I'm sure there'll be
I will
some spots.
If I get an opportunity to. Obviously, I'd like to play poker.
Play some craps.
I'll definitely play craps. I'll definitely play blackjack. But, you know, I always think, hey, if we're all betting on college basketball games, and I'll bet on every game.
Yeah.
You know, however many units based on what I have, and I'll bet on those games. And then that's fun because then we can all sit together and, you know, enjoy
the
games, drink, or whatever.
So we get there Friday you know, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, something. So we'll have all the Friday night games, probably, I guess, 8 games. You're going to bet on every game?
I probably will. Especially
50 bucks a game?
Maybe not. That might be too much to bet on every game. Although, 50 bucks a game, what's, how many games are there? 8, so 400 bucks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't bet $400 on just one.
Because you, don't know these teams. You're just
guessing. Just don't. I am. I'm speculating. Yeah. You know, I'll look at, I'll get the opinion of somebody I trust and, you know, go from there. But hey, real quick in chat.
Can I ask you about what you'll bet on one game?
Yeah, give me 1 second though. In chat, Museum of Glass said Rob didn't plan anything for Joe's bachelor party. Weird.
Well, I planned the entire, planned the trip. I mean, there's multiple bars and nightclubs and a burlesque club and obviously restaurants. So, but I didn't make any reservations anywhere.
Hey, Lionel Richie's at Hard Rock. I'd see Lionel Richie.
Okay.
It's a very Robbie thing to do. But anyway, go ahead, Marcus. What's your question?
So this past weekend, UVM kicked the shit out of
who's
UMBC.
That?
UMBC, yeah.
Yeah.
So right there in your backyard. So I'm curious, will you be betting on UVM in the first round to go against number 4 Florida State?
That's Vermont, I'm assuming, UVM is?
If you tell me.
What
have
day
you scouted
is that?
This team? Yeah.
I don't think they play on Friday when we get there Friday evening. They play Thursday
yeah,
at 2.
First round, which I think but hits Wednesday.
They play Thursday at 2.
I'll bet on them after they beat Florida State. I'll bet on them the next game, Marcus.
The first game we could probably bet on is Washington versus Utah State at 6:50 p.m. on Friday.
Yeah. We got to get down there, get in the sports book. There'll be lines.
It's at 8-9. Yeah.
Oh, 8-9. Who knows? By the way,
it's Utah State minus 2.5.
Do you know that over the history of the NCAA tournaments, the 8-9 is exactly 50-50?
That's
I just
crazy.
Read that. 50-50.
So you should bet the 9 and get the points. Well, anyway, I have nothing planned, but I'll look into the Lionel Richie thing. Let's take a break. Rob and Joseph.
Don't look into it.
Gramps here again, reminding all of you who haven't joined Patreon to get on the stick. Every week, you enjoy the upgraded sonic experience listening to Rob and Joe's free shows. Well, that sound equipment doesn't come cheap. So loosen your grip on that fiver. Join the circle of trust. Hear all of the behind-the-scenes mischief and celebrity gossip. Hear Joe discuss being sued by... Hear Robbie detail his affair with... And hear all about how Rob looped... to do a 7-minute set at the Comedy Cellar. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show now, or I'm going to come over to your house and your wife.
And now back to the Rob and Joe Show.
What's your favorite Lionel Richie song?
Are we counting Commodore stuff?
No. Okay. That then it's there's great Commodore songs. There's okay Lionel Richie songs.
I don't know. All Night Long.
All Night Long is your favorite?
I don't know. Say You, Say Me, Dancing on a Ceiling.
I think You Are is probably my favorite Lionel
Hello?
Richie song. Hello sucks so bad. I go You Are. You Are is my favorite. Followed by Truly. I used to love Truly. That's a good song.
I just typed it so wrong and then it went to something else and that's what I ended up Googling. Read that.
Yeah, that's, you know what that is. That's
No, read it, Joe, so people will know what it is.
Oh, sorry. Google Doodle pays tribute to Japanese inventor Saichi Miyake. That's the, you know how they have like a banner? That's the guy on the banner. I clicked on it today because it looked like a Lego. Okay. And I thought that was the inventor of the Lego, and I was going to say something
to
Eric Woodworth for calling him Legos.
All Night Long, Hallel, Endless Love, Truly, Dancing on the Ceiling, Penny Lover, Do It to Me.
Penny Lover's not a bad song.
Yeah.
Hey, Katie in chat, I don't know if that's Katie or not, says, is Marcus calling from the sea? Bad connection? All right.
The answer is Sail On, by the way.
Yeah, but that's a Commodore song, right? We already said that. You can't...
It is?
Yes. Sail On's a Commodore song. Yeah. There's a lot of great Commodore songs. Oh No, Still, Brick House. Those songs are all better than ever. And, of course, Sail On, they're all better than...
Oh, I like Do It to Me.
Do It to Me? Is that a Lionel Richie song? Yeah. I don't know that I know it.
Do It to Me One More
That's not.
That's Captain and Tennille.
That's not Lionel Richie.
Oh well, I guess
that's in there now forever.
Yeah,
I have a feeling you'll hear that again.
Well, it's still my favorite Lionel Richie song. It's by Captain and Tennille.
My favorite is Muskrat Love.
Anyway, so I have nothing planned. So we'll just wing it.
Yeah, and what we'll do is we'll announce our. Hey, if anybody has any gambling advice for us on games?
Yes,
send them in. We'll make the bet. I'll make the bet.
There you go.
Send them in. You can tweet them to me, or you can crawl into my DMs.
What's the chat saying? What should we do? What should I have planned?
I don't feel like we have. Well, the Joel McHale is doing a set of Tropicana on Saturday. I've seen Joel McHale. He was at the Hippodrome with Mickey Coachella.
Yeah, we're not watching comedy.
No, I'm definitely not doing that. Lionel Richie is at the Hard Rock. I'll bet you those are expensive tickets.
Probably.
I mean, Lionel Richie was a giant. He helped write We Are the World.
Yeah.
I think it was Lionel Richie, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, I think, wrote We Are the World. I might be wrong about that. I'll Google that while we're doing that.
Please do. So we'll take any suggestions on our Facebook or Twitter. Joe's Bachelor Party. We should have a good show next week talking about it. Hopefully that'll be the whole show. Did you watch the finale of Top Chef, Robbie Robinson?
Of course I did.
So, like, you're the expert on The Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Real quick, We Are the World, written by Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie. Sorry, I tried to give songwriting credit to Stevie Wonder.
I bet you they'd rather.
I won't listen
Stevie
to that
Wonder.
Anymore no. because of Michael Jackson. I won't. I hope children starve because he was so horrible.
Tawan and I started doing a Top Chef. We started this last season. We watched the first episode, then we draft teams. You know, we flip a coin. If you go first, you get the first pick. Then you get second, third, and fourth.
Got
fifth. So, and then you get points along the way, depending on how, you know, your chefs do in the various competitions. And so last year I ended up with the final two, which obviously meant that I won. This year I ended up with the three of the final four and the final two. So I dominated.
You sound like Robbie in the
yes,
Bachelor
that's
competition.
That's how I set this
Who
up.
Were the final two, Captain and Tennille?
Yes, they were. It was Lionel Richie. And Melissa Manchester. So, no, it was two female chefs.
One hot, one not.
Yes. Padma, who is, I think, is one of the sexiest women alive. She's one of the, the co-host on every year, but the year one. She says, as they're about to, you know, say the winner, you two should be very proud. There's millions of, I hope there's millions of little girls, you know, around the world looking up to you, knowing that they could, you know, be a chef or whatever.
Do they not know that?
And I'm like, what world are we living in that some 9-year-old girl
wouldn't
doesn't think women can cook? Like, I don't. Like, just you're at just people in your immediate family, all these chefs on TV. I mean, the
Listen,
cookbooks, Betty Crocker, Marie Callender, Sarah Lee. I just don't get. If a 9-year-old girl heard that, she'd probably be like, Mommy, why would I think I couldn't be a chef? Like, that's the first time that would have entered her mind was when Padma said that, right?
So, man, you know me, I'll go off on a rant, but yeah, real quick, I tweeted this about Captain Marvel when somebody's saying, oh, look at this. People were saying that Captain Marvel was going to be a flop and it broke this record. It broke that record. Who the fuck said it was going to be a flop?
Nobody.
I knew it was going to be a blockbuster.
It's a Marvel superhero movie.
And I was like,
that leads right into Infinity War.
The oppression
100% it's going
to has
do
to be
huge.
Real.
Yeah.
If not, you do a disservice to your own cause, right?
Right.
So what I did the day Captain Marvel on Friday, we bought tickets at noon.
Yes.
In order to see it. A movie with a female lead, a strong female lead. I swear it never occurred to me.
Of course
so
it didn't.
If you want to pick up a cause, it has to be, you know, make it real so people don't cry bullshit. And
yes.
Then it there's a lot more clearly credibility in terms of your position if there's actual oppression. This fake oppression makes people resentful. Do you agree with that?
Well, yeah, but look, there might I'm not saying that there aren't inside the chef world, there aren't enough restaurants that have a head chef as a female. I'm saying girls growing up don't have any idea of the inner workings of a restaurant. of who's behind the house, in the back of the house. So that's not something that would ever in their mind, because if they go on Food Network, it's half women. If they go around them in their immediate lives, the chances are their mother cooks, or their sister, or their aunt, or their grandmother. So they're surrounded by females that are great cooks. It's not something that would ever enter their mind. But when you just say that, they can't be inspired by something they didn't think was a hurdle.
Now they're thinking, oh, wait a minute, maybe there's a challenge here, and it might have the opposite effect.
Right.
If it's
there
real.
There was nothing to suggest.
There's no problem, and now you're letting me know that this is a tough road to to travel.
There was nothing to suggest that that was a hard-to-obtain goal.
Hey, Museum of Glass said that that was Scott Apple-level shit when you confused Lionel Richie with Captain Tennille.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, Taylor Jenkins asked the other day on our Facebook, who knows more Santana songs, Scott Apple or Katie's friend Santana?
I wonder about that, because Scott knows zero.
Yes. Do you think they're both zero? Santana has to know because of her name.
Well,
right?
She's got to know what's it, Smooth, the one with Rob Thomas. She's got to know that,
she's
right?
She's got to, yes.
Okay. I remember from one of the games that Scott Apple has seen the movie Woodstock.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's going to know what Black Magic Woman, like what?
He
I don't
might
even
remember
know.
That.
Oh, no way.
No chance.
You can call him if you want. He's not going to know.
I'm fully into rock climbing documentaries now. I watched, I think it's called The Dawn Wall.
So you didn't watch Free Solo.
I did watch
the
Free
other
Solo.
One. Oh, okay.
It's better. This one's better, I think.
Well, I'm not disagreeing. I didn't see it.
You'll like this one better.
They have to be about the same thing, right?
Well, this one, they're hooked up, and it's two guys. But it also talks about when this guy was in Kyrgyzstan, and they got kidnapped, and he had to push a guy over a wall to save his life. It's
he killed a guy?
I don't want to ruin the spoil it for you, but basically, yes.
Man.
They, for like 7 days, they were just being walked around the mountains of Kyrgyzstan.
They were kidnapped.
Yes.
But they also had the ability to just jump off the side and crawl down, right?
Well, no. They were, it's you know, all their ropes and harnesses were taken off, and they were just walking on these cliffs.
Yeah, but if it was the guy in Free Solo, that wouldn't have stopped him.
That's true. He's
Spider-Man. Climbed up the side.
And then I started watching one the other night, just like the history of the rock climbing and the various superstars throughout the eras.
You know, I think about that. How do you find out that you can climb without a rope? How do you find? Well, I guess if you never use your rope, but you have it,
you always use the rope to test first, and then you graduate too. It's just like swimming. You start off with some
floaties.
Yeah, and then you're out there just
It's not like it, because with the floaties are keeping you up. The ropes are there for insurance. You still, like that guy who climbed that, whatever that thing was in
El Capitan.
Yeah, El Capitan.
Yeah.
He climbed it already without the use of ropes. He just had ropes. So when he was practicing all the things.
Yeah.
So what's weird is that he actually did it.
But he did it knowing that if he screwed up, he's not dead.
Yeah. No, yeah. I gotcha. There's that.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know? This is fucking crazy. So we were driving home from Baltimore, and we're looking at, I think it was the Legg Mason building in Baltimore. I don't know. There are no skyscrapers in Baltimore, but there's big, giant buildings in Baltimore.
Yeah.
So my sister-in-law, future sister-in-law, who's going to be doing a toast or a speech opposite you.
Oh, God, I got to follow her. That's right.
She rappelled down that fucking building.
She's better. She bests me in every
way. Would you ever do that?
I went rappelling once. It wasn't nearly that high.
I mean, this is probably 40 stories or something like that. I mean, I don't even know that I could look over the edge.
Yeah, I did it in Harper's Ferry with a guy that does that. It was pretty terrifying, but I did do it.
How far down was it?
I mean, I can't remember, but I mean, it was...
You didn't like it.
I mean, if you would die from that height. I mean, it clearly was...
I think anything over 40 feet you would die from.
But it was... It's just trusting it. That's the scary part. Once you trust it, you're just bouncing off the thing. You have a big, exciting thing coming up on... A new venture for you on the radio, sort of.
Yeah. Have we taken our second break?
We have. We're at the home stretch here.
All right. Then I'm going to tell the story.
Yeah.
So this is actually a big deal to me, although if I'm being honest, I'm not quite sure that you'd probably be better at this than I would be.
I think for what this involves, you're plenty good enough.
So Thanks.
No, I mean, you're just as good as I. You're not.
No, that's okay.
You need a basic understanding of these subjects to do this.
So, actually, Robbie might be better than both of us because I don't know how to work the sound. Although, if Keith Mills can do it, all right, let me tell you what I'm going to be doing. Yeah. I'm going to be doing sports for both WBAL and for 98 Rock. So
on the morning shows,
on the AM and FM.
Not every day, but
just for this Friday.
Yeah.
So, you know, if Robbie's able to get this episode out in time, this Friday, the 22nd, starting at 5:15, that'll be my first. That's when I'll.
So you're going to be tired heading to the bachelor party.
Well, unless I get a nice good night's sleep, which I plan on.
Yeah, you can sleep in the car.
But I'll be on AM 1090 at 5:15, and then I guess, I don't know when they do sports on FM. I think it's, 5:35 or 5:40.
Well, obviously, you're going to be talking about the Maryland game because they play Thursday.
Yeah, no matter what, I'm going to be talking about that. So I'm going to be talking about a lot of tournament games.
You're going to be talking about baseball. I believe it's opening day is that Friday, I think.
Really? Oh, I got it. I'm going to have a...
Or no, is that the following week?
So that is... it can't be March 22nd.
No, I'm sorry. It's a week from that. Yeah, it's like the 28th or something.
Still, there'll be something to talk about baseball-wise.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that the Caps play on Thursday. That'd be cool to know.
They play, I believe they play the Tampa Bay Lightning on Wednesday. So,
yeah,
but
so
they're getting to the home stretch though.
But I wouldn't talk about them.
Probably not.
And then maybe who knows what's going on in the world of the Ravens? Yeah. So I'll
there
be
might
doing
be,
that.
There probably be some sort of NFL free agency thing will happen.
Yeah,
a lot of NCAA tournament.
4 days away. Yeah, I got plenty to talk about.
Some Orioles spring training. As you know, the opening day starters announced something like that might be.
Alex Cobb was already announced.
Yeah, all right, sorry.
How horrible is that? Sorry. The Baltimore starting opening day starters, Alex Cobb, will probably win five games.
Are you going to add any humor or straight sports?
No, I'll definitely. How do I distinguish myself unless I'm trying to be funny? And I'll probably do some of these, like, all right, guess, you know, between these three things, which one of these happened? I'll probably do stuff like that.
Who do you talk to on AM? Who's your co-host?
So, I don't remember
his
name.
Did I put you on the spot?
Yeah, Brian Niemann.
Okay, do you have a relationship with him?
I don't even know that he knows who I am.
Good start.
I'm going to Google him to see if I can see what he looks like.
All right.
I have a feeling Brian Neiman's going to be in chat next week.
Brian Niemann, WBAL. Here he is. Okay.
What if you go to his Twitter and he's so excited. All his tweets are about getting to work with you.
Finally, I get to work with. All right, which guy is him? Is this him? This doesn't look like him.
There's eight different guys with that name. They all look like they could be in radio.
So I've never seen.
That's Brian Williams. That's
any of these guys. I've never seen them in
What's
the other studio.
What's that thing about murder that it says?
I don't know.
Right where the mouse is.
This is audio.
But what's it say? Brian Niemann?
Listen to
Baltimore Murder?
Listen to Baltimore Murder and Brian Niemann discussed on the C4 show. Okay, so C4.
He could be in our murder mystery. This guy knows about murder.
Yeah, I don't. Let me just go with news. I can't find the guy. Let me go to,
so this is
let me
who
go
you're
to
WBAL.com. Work with.
Yeah. I guess I should know that because I saw Keith Mills, who's the head sports guy.
Yes.
At Mike Anderson's Going Away Happy Hour. And he's like, hey, you're going to love working with. I don't think he said Brian Niemann.
Well, I'm glad to see you're prepared. Well, yeah, but we have a week.
I'm literally on the website now looking at, should I look, personalities? Where are we? I-Team?
You're on WBAL TV.
Oh, hold on. WBAL. Hold on. This is important, guys. WBAL.
It's very important. Robbie, you'll edit this out.
No. Get it all in here.
Yep. Every last second. Stuff.
Here we go. WBAL Radio. Now, I don't want him to know I didn't know who he was.
Well, I'm sure Robbie will tag him.
If I know by Robbie like I think I do. All right, so shows. Here we go. Brian Niemann. Oh, I'm spelling his name wrong. That's why.
Ah, there we go.
All right, so I'm going to click on this, get a picture of him. Okay, yes, I do know
handsome
that guy.
Fella.
No, I do know that guy, yeah. So that should
very
be
very good looking.
5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Yeah. That's me.
Nice. Are you going to give your final four?
Hey, the guy who's done sports one time in his career is going to come in with his final four predictions.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not? That means you have to have one.
Do you? I mean, I don't.
All right, let's give our final fours right
God,
now.
God, I don't even know. I don't even know if I know who's good other than the number one seeds.
I know Robbie doesn't know.
I know one of the teams.
Duke.
Yeah, Duke.
I know. I'm going to give you my final four. Duke, North Carolina, Virginia, and Gonzaga. There's my final four.
Aren't those the four number
those
one
Those are the four
seeds?
Number one seeds, yeah, yes.
All right. Bracket.
You got to throw one lower seed
nope,
there, Joe.
That's what I'm going with.
How come I can't see the bracket? Live bracket. There we go. All right. I will take... I'm going to go Michigan State. Screw you, Duke.
Right, that'd be nice.
I like Michigan.
I'm going to go Michigan State, followed by Florida State.
Whoa. They're playing Marcus's Vermont Catamounts
Screw
or whatever
them.
Their name are.
Just to spite Marcus.
Marcus, what's the mascot of Vermont?
And
Catamounts.
Okay, cool. Nailed it.
Virginia. And
you like a team that lost in the first round to a 16 seed last year to be in the Final Four this year.
Well, they're number one seed. You just picked them also in the Final
Four.
Well,
yeah, but I don't even know who else is good.
Okay. Well, you literally picked them, and I picked them, and somehow there's an issue with
I tried to explain. I only know four teams in the tournament other than Maryland, and I've already predicted they'll lose in the first round.
You couldn't have named another team? I'm pretty sure you could have.
Kentucky.
There you go. I have North Carolina, Virginia, Michigan State, Florida State. I have North Carolina over Michigan State. Now I have to actually pick that in a real bracket.
Of the 50 that you fill out?
Yeah.
I'll take North Dakota State.
I like Yale.
Good job, Robbie.
The odds are Yale to get out of the first round is really the bet.
Hey, you know who's going to be at the nightclub in the Ocean AC Friday night? It's a former contestant on The Bachelor.
Oh, what's he going to do? Just be there?
And then some guy named Dean. I don't even know.
That show's so
what's
popular.
He doing?
Guys
comedy, singing? What is he doing?
He's is he
just
showing
hanging
up?
Hanging out, yes. You want to go say hi?
You know, they Kid do. Is,
you want to meet him, Robbie?
They do that a lot where, like, they'll have, like, Pauly D from, or Paris Hilton, and they're a DJ, and they make, like, you know, 50 grand to show up and DJ a room.
Yeah.
Can Paris Hilton be a good DJ? She can't, right?
You just press play on some...
I don't think that's it, though. They're mashing shit up, right? Aren't they doing that?
I don't know, Joe.
I hear she's amazing.
I hear she's the best.
Man, let me...
What's your favorite Paris DJ?
Paris I put Hilton Paris song. Hilton. The first thing is Paris Hilton DJ.
There you go.
It's the first thing. Let me
I
see
bet you she's making a lot of money.
I got some
that.
Video here. Paris Hilton DJ set at Eden. 7 minutes long. You brought me to hit it. Paris Hilton DJed on Ellen. Here it is from 2013.
Oh, good for her. I'm glad things are working out.
But that video is how a DJ fails.
Yeah, I know. All these videos are...
Dean Unglert celebrates spring break at HQ2 Nightclub. Or is it HQ Squared Nightclub? With Dean Unglert from Bachelor in Paradise.
I'm Googling, is Paris Hilton a good DJ? Here we go. Let's
Robbie, do you want to go see him?
I have no interest, but I'm pretty sure I know who he is.
Yeah, I recognize him. Yeah.
It doesn't really tell us if she's any good or not.
Anyway, I feel like this show, we're just running out the clock here. The Bachelor Party this weekend, we'll post a lot of photos. So go on our Facebook and our Twitter and you know, Joe and I's Twitter and my Instagram and all that stuff. And check all that out.
Paris Hilton is teasing a new song. This article's February 19th.
Exciting. You'll be on 98 Rock on... And at BAL on Friday?
Dude, I have a bunch of appearances on 98 Rock in the upcoming.
All right,
so.
I'll be on the afternoons filling in for Kirk on the 26th and 27th. I head to Charlotte that weekend with Koechner. I'll be in Virginia Beach April 2, 3, 4. DC Improv Murder Mystery April 11th, Back to the 80s, followed by on the 13th, Hit Me 90s One More Time in Winchester at the Bright Box.
Then on the 20th at Amp by Strathmore.
Yes. And then the 27th up near White Marsh at the Boomy Temple with the Newly Dead Game. We're very busy.
We are.
DieLaughingProductions.com. Thank you to the Mike O'Mara Show for having us on. Oscar, we missed you. We'll see you next time. And that's the show. Later.
Later.